You know, I was thinking, you know, the vegans that are doing it based on, you know, meat is murder, you know, the meat is murder vegans. We ought to just let the deer and the sows run wild and let them eat all their food. And then once they've eaten all their food, maybe they'll have a different perspective.
That's a good one. My missus isn't in the room. She's a staunch vegan. I'll have to ask her about that one. That's a good point. That's like owning an electric car in California and the fires and they cut the electricity to 17 counties. Good luck getting your electric car out the fire, Roger.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm a fan of electric vehicles, but if they, as like a second vehicle and if it suits your particular, like me living in the city where we do 99% of our driving are short little runs to the store or to see family 20 minutes away, it'd be ideal, you know, and something like that. If it were our primary car and I wasn't counting on it and I still had a fossil fuel, you know, gobblers, you know, then all good. But purely as a, like, I'm interested purely as a secondary kind of like, you know, yeah, I'd give that a try for a bit, you know, so, but yeah, this mandate to move over to them, and there goes my phone, so I'm going to have to get this, Bob, WRUU 850.
WRUU 550, get back in touch with me and get my digits from Jack. I need to speak with you on the phone about an antenna issue I'm having. We'll do it again, brother, WRZP 544, player monitoring the network.
Oh, my God, I hate that. I answer it and they hang up. You know, I'm here.
Hear that. If you would, next time you get a hold, you and Jack have breakfast there, you run into one of those, get his digits from me and give me a holler at some time. I need to pick your brain there if you don't mind. I know correct answers are $5 and wrong answers are free, Roger.
No problem, Bob. I'll do that for you. Just for you. All right, Bob, good talking to you this morning. You have a good day. I'll be on the Cash Flake later on, so I ain't gonna be too far. WIUG 48.
Well, Jack, you've got my text and email, I think, and all that, so just shoot, you know, just shoot it over to me via text.
So you want me, you want me to text it to you?
Yeah, that works. Text or Telegram or whatever the heck. What's that other one we used to use? Zello, whatever you got. Text would be the easiest.
If you want his phone number, I have his phone number. I can text you then right away.
I believe that's what Bob wanted. He wanted you to get me his phone number. Is that correct, Bob?
Is correct, Sean. Jack, if you would, sir, yep, please pass along my information there. Yep, that'd be great. I appreciate it deeply, sir.
No problem, Bob. Well, Sean, how you doing? I haven't talked to you a little bit.
I'm doing all right, Jack. Just living large. I've been working. I've had a kind of a big cleanup construction project at the property. So, you know, I've been, and 2 weekends ago, I couldn't make the breakfast, and then you didn't make the last one, but we were all there. But I've just been busy with the project. It's going to probably keep me busy for the next several weeks. I've got, I get a little bit knocked out all the time, but I got some plans being drawn up for a new garage. So I got to work that out. I'm going to try to get it all done before the snow flies, before the holidays. So that's why I'm kind of in a rush to get all that done. I want to get this new garage up and functional before the bad stuff starts.
As I was saying, Bob, Well, I tried to come in Saturday. It was so foggy, you couldn't even see 100 feet away. I decided to go back. I went out, drove the car. I couldn't get to First Street. How foggy was it? And I guess you can hear me on the radio with that 421 station. So don't even bother coming in. It's foggy. Anyhow, I'll see you anyhow next week, and I will text you that as soon as I stop over at my brother's house, which is maybe another 5-10 minutes. I'll text you that phone number. Roger.
All right, Jack. I'll look for it. Thank you. Go ahead, Bob.
Sean, Jack, I appreciate it, and give my best to your family as always, brother. And again, thank you for the wonderful gift, and we'll talk to you when you're out on the lake. WRZP 544, Sean, as always, sir, it's a pleasure having you in our receipt. So enjoy your day, keep busy, and good luck with the drive. We'll talk soon. WRZP 544, clear and monitoring after you, Sean.
All righty, sounds good. Good time, and I got to make another call. So we will catch everybody in a bit. WRUU 850.
Sean, I was out there at the park yesterday. I didn't see you.